Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, and this is where you get soothing affirmations to help you feel good about yourself, face life's challenges with strength and courage, and to get mentally clear for building your future. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. And that's including our OG listeners from 11 years ago. I didn't plan anything special for us this year for our anniversary. It actually kind of crept up on me. We've had our worst cold and flu season in my household this year. But if you are new, or it's a good time for you right now to go back to the episodes I created for the 10-year anniversary of Affirmation Pod last year, then have a listen or a listen again. These episodes have no intros and no outros. It starts at episode 459, which is the reset and recenter meditation. And it goes to episode 468, 10 empowering questions to reset. Again, these episodes have no intros and no outros. They were to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Affirmation Pod last year, and they start at 459, going all the way to 468. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. So much of Affirmation Pod is about thinking good so that we can feel good and do good. But that can be really tough when you've got stuff that you're bottling up, you're stuffing down, and you really need to get it off your chest, but you're just not feeling emotionally safe. I'm sure you know that therapy can be that emotionally safe place to get things off your chest and free you of, well, old baggage, old beliefs that don't align with your values, but they're programmed pretty deep. Getting there takes time, even if you've got an amazing therapist. It's work. But it's worth it. If you've been thinking it would help to start or restart therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. Everything's online. It's convenient, flexible, and works with your schedule. You get started by filling out a quick questionnaire and that matches you with a licensed therapist. If for any reason the vibe isn't right, then I do encourage you to switch therapists. There's also no extra charge for that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month, and you're helping to support Affirmation Pod. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode. One of the reasons why I started Affirmation Pod was because I found affirmations so helpful, especially during a season of burnout, and I would not wish burnout on anyone. But if you are recognizing signs of burnout, or you know you are toast, you are burnt right out, then please make the time for yourself. And you can also listen to this episode. It is the Burnout Recovery Playlist. Again, Affirmation Pod is here for you 24/7, morning, noon, and night, whenever you need it. Let's have a moment of just stillness to honor you. Here is the Affirmation Pod Burnout Recovery Playlist. I am living under the weight of what I cannot control. I feel unheard, unsupported, and dismissed. I know I've been spiraling over a series of events, and I'm struggling. It's hard to cope. I feel worn out, desperate, and broken. I'm running on empty. And I just keep going. I am with myself as I go through this. I know this is a painful season that is taxing me. I'm having outbursts that are unlike me. Self-care right now is helping me survive instead of thrive. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Take a deep breath in and release, deep breath out. I'm doing all I can, and that is enough. There is nothing wrong with me. Everyone falls apart sometimes. I am caring for myself as much as I can. I am loving myself through this. I will speak it instead of store it. I will write it. I will express it. I will release it. Let's take another deep breath in and deep breath out. Again, deep breath in and deep breath. I am reaching out to rise above. I'm dealing with the red flags. I'm throwing out unrealistic expectations and standards. I escape and self-medicate with what makes me feel better now and later. I make time for myself. I give myself space to grieve and mourn I open time to feel and express frustration and anger. I am vulnerably me, and I'm okay. I am giving myself time to think clearly, or at least clearer. I am here. I am facing this with strength. I am facing this with courage. I am facing this with all I have. I am doing enough. I am enough. I choose myself. I put myself first. I speak positively to myself. I speak empathetically to myself. I speak compassionately to myself. I love myself through thick and thin. I give myself comfort through pain and insecurity. I speak lovingly to myself. I interrupt destructive, shameful thoughts. I am here to help myself through this. I am putting all I can into caring for me. I am empowering myself to face all that's here. I'm breathing through this. I'm holding on to hope. I'm finding my strength and my courage. I am giving myself the care that I need. I fill myself with wisdom, with light, and with love. It may feel too dark and too far. It may also feel like you're in way too deep. You might be in a state of disbelief in how you got here. Take a deep breath. I'm looking at myself. I'm seeing how my cup has run so empty for so long. I could have refilled many times, yet I chose to just keep going. Everything I had is drained away. I breathe now. And soak in a hard truth. My cup is empty. I've got to refill myself. I have to restore myself. I need to start thinking of myself. Taking some mindful breaths. It's time I rest. It's time I let my mind give me ways. I can start filling my cup again. I choose me. I make the changes I need to so I can fill my cup. I make changes with time and scheduling. I make changes with responsibilities and tasks. I make changes with my inner circle and support system. I'm choosing myself now. giving to myself now? I need to go from empty to filling up to full. I gotta resist the temptation to compromise. I name my needs and I wrap myself in what meets my needs. I prioritize space and time to do this. I am present to what is here and now. I am tending to my needs. I am filling my cup. I am making sure I take care of me. I think I can do so much. Then the unexpected happens. I overestimate things. I underestimate other things. I put so many wheels in motion. I keep trying to save the day. I run like this isn't gonna catch up to me. But now it's caught up to me. And I'm burnt out. It's hard to admit that I'm exhausted. It's hard for me to say I've overextended myself. It's hard for me to be with the truth that I'm burnt out. I didn't recognize it right away. But now I see I've reached my limit and gone past it. I'm depleted. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I've put so much in, and I have nothing left. There's been so much stress. On top of stress, on top of even more stress, I need rest. It's time for me to say no. And even more no's. It's time for me to clear more off my schedule. My priority is me. I need to recover. I need to listen carefully to my body. I need to simplify my life and give myself time to regain my strength. My strength will return. I need to give it time. I need to go from resenting life to loving life. So I'm letting myself be still. And give myself permission to stay still for a while. I am giving myself recovery time. I'm stepping back from the noise. I'm stepping back from the stress. I'm stepping back from the pressure. I'm stepping into sources of light. I'm stepping into sources of love. I'm stepping into sources of levity. I am finding release and renewal. I check on how I'm feeling. I look at what I'm thinking. I keep watch on what I'm believing and telling myself. I'm going back to the basics. Recovery needs a different pace. So I'm adjusting goals. I'm adjusting schedules. I'm adjusting priorities. I affirm myself. Right now, I am prioritizing my needs, and I'm doing what I need to care for my needs. My body is calling out, saying the stress is too much. My mind is saying, I should have caught this earlier, but it's not time for that right now. I'm feeling burnt out, and I need to tend to it. I'm feeling exhausted, feeling down, and feeling annoyed. I feel trapped, stuck, and unmotivated. I'm wearing out physically, emotionally, and mentally. I want to deny this so that I can achieve and keep on achieving. But past lessons have taught me that will make it worse. I take deep, cleansing, clearing breaths. What can I do to help myself? I look at where I can slow things down. I look at how I can take meaningful breaks. I look at the outlets I can use right now. My health is my wealth, and it's my priority. I am caring for myself, fueling myself with the good stuff, transitioning myself to a calming space, recharging myself because I'm worth it. I process any resentment. I reset my boundaries. I take a break. I reflect on what changes I can make here. I revisit my values and make the adjustments to my life that reflect my values. Where do I need to say no to myself so I can say yes to my health? I align my priorities to my values. I create rituals to help me detach from the stress. I ask for support to prevent getting more burnt out. My health is my wealth. My health is important, and I am taking care of myself. I'm taking care of my mind, body, and spirit. I am getting through this. I'm setting limits where I need to. I'm expressing my needs where I need to. I am making changes where I need to. I choose a restorative connection with myself. I am recharging my body. I am refreshing my mind. I am repairing my emotions. I am important. I am prioritizing myself. And I am returning to health. I feel overwhelmed right now. It's time to dig deep. I need more than I normally do. I'm taking my strength and I'm facing this day with courage. I am putting one foot in front of the other. I can take it one step at a time. And I can take it one moment at a time. I'm a survivor. I'm a warrior. I am a force. I have what it takes to face this day. My inner strength is pulling me through. I am resourceful. I am powerful. I am mighty. I can empower myself at any time. I can encourage myself at any moment. I can reassure myself when I need it. I am able to face this day. I've been through so much, and I am resilient. I pace myself. I live with clarity. I follow my inner wisdom. I am brave. I can face this day. I encourage myself. I reassure myself. And I empower myself. I can face this day Yes, I can face this day. There are a lot of different emotions, sensations, and thoughts that come with being in a place of burnout. Remember, it's okay to write it out, draw it out, talk it out. The feelings are there, whether we run and hide from them or face them and address them. And please be ultra patient with yourself. The episodes in this burnout recovery playlist are Episode 406, Feeling Worn Out and Desperate. Episode 506, When Your Cup is Empty. Then it's episode 412, Recovering from Burnout. Then it was episode 302, Burnout. And finally, 360, I Can Face This Day. Remember again, these episodes are here for you, morning, noon, or night, whenever you need them. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. Boy, I wish I could say it's clean air, but it can have so many different pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores. And according to the EPA, the air we breathe indoors is at least 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outdoors. So what can we do about it? Well, I've been using Air Doctor because it filters out at least 99% of the contaminants, like the ones I mentioned earlier. But also, of course, bacteria and viruses that can make you sick, especially after such a rough cold and flu season in the winter. I knew I really needed this. This is also great if you are working indoors all day, interacting with the public. Come see for yourself. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your air purifier. And just for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any of their air purifiers. You get this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you'd prefer to listen to Affirmation Pod with no ads and no announcements, that's available for Premium Access members. Premium Access members also get all the bonus episodes of Affirmation Pod. The most recent one is called Personal Fulfillment. I'm also happy to say that up until now, I've never raised the price of Premium Access membership. I know it's never say never, but I also don't have any plans to in the near future. So thank you to all the Premium Access members, because not only do you get the full catalog of Affirmation Pod with no ads and no announcements, you're also helping to support me here at Affirmation Pod. So if you haven't become a member, but you've considered it, do know that you get all the episodes of Affirmation Pod plus the bonus episodes ad and announcement free. They also publish earlier than the podcast, and you're helping to support the work and the mission of Affirmation Pod. To become a Premium Access member today, go to affirmationpod.com/join. That's affirmationpod.com/join. And have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? It's also where you can listen to Affirmation Pod episodes, as well as some other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.